Hello, Bose. Jake Ensign here. We flew into camp yesterday on April 14th via Steve Harvey's Widgeon aircraft. Pretty cool ride. I got in the back, shot my bow. Seemed to be shooting pretty good from 20 out to 70 yards. Of course, my longest shot for a brown bear is probably going to be in about the 40-yard range, and hopefully we'll get something a little bit less than that, maybe about 30 with a little bit of luck. Got done eating dinner last night and was using a toothpick to get a piece of turkey out of my braces, which I have in my teeth, and I must have hooked the wire. So for the second time in 3 years on a bear hunt, I've got some braces problems. I had to pull all the wires out of my mouth. I still got the brackets, but now the wires are gone, so I'm sure I'll end up with a few more canker sores this week, but it's a small price to pay for a brown bear hunt. On the 15th, which was today, of course, we woke up to a beautiful day. The temperature was about 20 degrees at 7 a.m. I think it got about as warm as 38 degrees. The sun was out in the morning, but it got cloudy as the day progressed. I shot a few arrows, but my hunt doesn't actually start until Saturday, April 17th. John Kaufman, a gun hunter from Texas, is actually the only hunter with a valid tag right now in camp. So we went ahead and hopped in the skiff, and Jeff and Tom and John and myself pretty much spent the day going up and down Dead Man Bay looking for bears. And throughout the course of the day, I saw one red fox. We probably saw about 50 whales in the bay itself, 10, maybe 15 black-tailed deer, probably about 10 mountain goats, and 2 brown bears. The first bear was probably, 7, maybe 800 yards away, halfway up the northwestern flank of the Dead Man Bay. Tom estimated the bear to be about an 8 and a half footer, and we believed that it was a boar. It was digging up roots and was still feeding on them when we left for the next spot that Tom wanted to glass. A second bear was located probably about an hour and a half later. Tom said that he felt that it was a boar again, probably slightly over 9 feet long. The head, the neck, and the shoulders were kind of a really pretty golden brown color. The back end of the bear was a darker brown. I guess we were about 500 yards from the bear. Tom felt that the bear wasn't big enough to go after, so we didn't even set up the scope to examine them any further. That's pretty much it. We just beat some nasty weather getting back to camp. And it sure is nice to be able to return to a warm cabin where you can stand up and stretch, and have a warm meal and just tired. I could get used to this. But that's all for tonight. Jake, hanging off. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.